JC2S, Part 1.
Number 23A, B.
All right, so I would like to give an assignment for the year, perhaps preparing then for the summer school next year. I will let you know the subject, but I would like to prepare you for the year's work and for the summer school of 1989. And I would like to have us then just first of all consider when we go home the booklet by Max Kepler entitled The Step from Metaphysics to Science and Christian Science. There we can see how necessary it was for us in consciousness to allow the Christ to take us from that standpoint of metaphysics through divine from the standpoint of divine metaphysics, through scientific metaphysics into science. And so he has in that booklet wonderful exercises from the standpoint of divine metaphysics, from the standpoint of science, and from the standpoint of science, including metaphysics. Just culture within us the standpoint of metaphysics to science and science, including metaphysics. Then I'd like to have you look in the epitome book that we've been working with by Max this year, reading there from page 1 to 11 on the method of working with epitomes. Now, if you take your epitome book, we'll just go through and look at the big main points in that subject from 1 to 11, because we see now in working with the epitomes of a chapter of a textbook takes quite a bit of scientific understanding. And Max has given us then this method of working with epitomes from page 1 to 11 in his book on the epitomes for the spiritually structured interpretation of the Christian Science textbook. Now, let's turn to page 1, and you'll see that it needs a scientific sense and a spiritual sense to work with the epitomes. And I just want to cover just what's in this, not talking about it. We're just going to look at the big main headings and subheadings so we get familiar with what he discusses. Under the heading, The Method of Working with Epitomes, he gives then the subject of epitomizing, a scientific method. Then if we look down under a subheading here, he says, Epitomes, Working Aids. Then he comes over and talks about a divinely structured understanding of revealed texts, an impersonal interpretation. Then he goes on and shows that, next point, what is the method of epitomizing? Under this, he gives the subpoints that the method of epitomizing, he talks about, the textbook presents the system of divine metaphysics. Then he talks about category-based understanding and interpretation. He talks about new questions, the basis of interpretation, like understanding like. And then over on page 3, finding the subject of a chapter, always important. Then finding the main tones of a chapter. And then finding the subtones of the main tones of a chapter. And then on page 4, reducing the text to the simplicity of the categories and the importance of the categories of science. And then the art of wording epitomes. Then over to page 5, the beauty of epitomes. We've seen that. And then on page 5, he asks the point, how can we work with the epitomes of the textbook? And then, under the subtitle, the student's aim. Then, the student's attitude towards the present findings. Then on page 6, the first step, identifying the categories of the divine system in the epitomes. The epitomes for the main tone of mind. He's giving an example here. The epitome for mind is mind. The epitome for mind is spirit. The epitome for mind is soul. Then he gives a recapitulation. Then he talks about spiritual computations. And then a second point, the second step, seeing the relationship between the epitomes and the text, something which we saw was not always easy. Then as we go on to page 8, third step, the logical flow in the epitomes. And then he will show that, then comes to that as the main tone, and then shown through the first subtone, and then shown through the third subtone, and then the link to the following days of creation. And then under the question, what do we gain through this method? Under the title, Spiritual Logic Restructures Consciousness. I think we see that. The value of reducing a text, which brings us, he shows, discerning spiritual laws. So he shows with the next title that we find then the laws of God. And on page 10, it helps us go from the letter to the spirit. Then he talks about the right role of the textbook in this method, which takes us from metaphysics to the science of being. And finally shows, which we certainly can underline and highlight, it's ensuring the survival of science. It's only through our scientific sense and the scientific method of life, coupled with the spiritual sense, is science assured of its survival. So if you would do that, take then the booklet from The Step from Metaphysics to Science, the epitome book, pages 1 to 11, Method of Working with Epitome, and of course Scientific Obstetrics, which includes booklet number 9, The Psychology of Spirit, and then of course booklet number 1, Scientific Obstetrics. With that as the basis, then I would like to have you go back over with the understanding gleaned on the scientific method of working with epitomes, to go back over then what we have done in science, theology, and medicine. Louisa? And look then with this method that we have gleaned, and now I have given to you here a layout. This is not a matrix. This is just a layout of the main theme and the main tones and the subtones of this chapter. So we want to mark in our books that it's only a layout, a working layout of the chapter, so that we can get hold of the chapter in a structural recognition form easily. Now, if we look at how this layout is, if we look in the upper left-hand box to you, you see there we have the main theme of the chapter, which gave us the place value of the chapter, of the Christ is the Christ. The first translation of the Christ, where being is Emmanuel, God with us. The first part of the Christ in Absolute Christian Science, first translation. Then the second translation in the Christ. This fact translates all that is not godlike back into the godlike. Therefore, we get the standpoint of the chapter there in its main theme of the Christ is the Christ. Then we come, yes, thank you. Then we come to mind. And you are looking at your work here. There, in right under mind, we get the main tone of mind. That the all mind translates the belief of mortal mind out of itself back into the metaphysics of immortal mind. That is the main tone. Then if we read vertically down this layout, we will have the main tone in its subtone, epitomes. That therefore The main tone mind as mind, in its epitome we have, the divine mind is all in all. All is divine mind in idea. Mortal mind is an error. Do you see how to reason? And then the main tone of mind as spirit, in its epitome, mind's allness is good, and the unreality of evil can only be discerned and understood spiritually. And so forth through mind as its subtones, as it we read vertically down. Then we have the main tone of spirit as a second vertical column. Under that, you get the main tone epitome of spirit, which is the new language of spirit, leavens the material sense of nature and of natural law, and translates them back into the nature of spirit. Then we have spirit as mind. Therefore, we have then spirit as mind epitome. The language of spirit is the new tongue. It has a spiritual and not a mortal, physical, or human meaning. All right, so we can see then that this is a layout only of the whole chapter to give you quick structure recognition of what we have in the epitome book. It follows the epitome book exactly. Therefore, as the assignment, I'd like to have you go back over the main tone of mind as brought out through its law of subtones with the text, and the main tone of spirit as brought out through the law of the subtones of spirit, and the main tone of soul as brought out through the law of the subtones of soul, and the main tone of principle as brought out through the law of the subtones of principle. There we have the basis of this chapter. It is science. Then I would like us to anticipate next year in the next summer school, where we can take together then that subject of theology in medicine. And so I would like to have you look then at that subject of theology, which is given from the standpoint of the main tone of life, where Mrs. Eddy shows, therefore, that ever-operative principle, that science of God, lives. It is true theology. And therefore, that principle lives as the one life, which lives theology from a dead and living practical... That principle which is life lifts theology from a dead to a living, practical Christianity. So that principle which is life is the basis of the true divine theology. And you can study that subject through its main tone and subtones using the scientific method of working with epitomes. You will see that there's something a bit unique in theology, insofar that life as truth is brought out in seven sub-subtones. So if you look at the epitome book, page 4, under theology, life is truth, you'll see that the subject of life is truth is brought out in what we call sub-subtones. And so therefore that you can find, those sub-subtones are found on this layout of life. I won't explain it in detail because of the time, but you'll see how this layout of the fifth subject, life, is bringing out, therefore, the subject of life as truth in its sub-subtones. And that can be an adventure for you to discover that. But it follows the epitome book exactly. Then once you have done that and worked with the subject of life, which is divine theology, then go on and work with the scientific method of working with epitomes with truth, true medicine. And there we have, if you look at the epitome book, how the subject of medicine, the whole main tone in their subtones are brought out in their sub-subtones. quite a subject. You see how it couldn't be taken all in one summer school. So, therefore, to help you with the sub-subtones of truth, we have provided you then with this other layout of truth. That then shows the main tone of truth being brought out through its subtones and sub-subtones. And I leave that as an adventure for you to work with in relationship to the epitome book. Then I would like us, with the method of working with epitomes, we can go quickly over what we did this year and can go quickly and do theology and medicine. Because we'll see theology and medicine will just lead us into the next chapter, the seventh chapter of physiology. And that is then we have prepared for you by permission by Max Kapler to use these epitomes from his book to give you here on this longish form the seven main subjects in the second four chapters of science and health. So with the aid, and again this will be a scientific and spiritual adventure for you, to go in and work then with this layout, it is also a layout, giving you then, taking you from the beginning of the Christ chapters, which is then animal magnetism unmasked. And there you will see that we have given to you the subject of the chapter, the main theme, which is in Christian Science, there is no animal magnetism. And then reading vertically down, we have given you the main tones only, not the subtones, but the main tones of the chapter, the main tone of mine, where it talks about the effects of animal magnetism are due to the influence of the imagination, to illusion. And then we've given you the main tone of spirit, the main tone of soul, the main tone of principle, the main tone of life, the main tone of truth, and the main tone of love. And on this layout, then, we have reduced science, theology, and medicine with its subject of the chapter, its main theme of being is Emmanuel, God with us. This fact translates all that is not godlike back into the godlike. And therefore shown you, just given you the main tones of this chapter through the main tone of mind, the main tone of spirit, the main tone of soul, the main tone of principle, science section, leading us to the theology section, the main tone of life, and the medicine section, the main tone of truth. There is no subject of love given. We can talk about that next year. And therefore, this will prepare you then for the chapter on physiology, the seventh chapter, which is the Christ blending with Christianity. And you will see then that this chapter is divided into two parts. It has then physiology as its main theme, that God is supreme in the realm of truth and in the realm of error, which we have shown. Then it is divided into a part one, which takes this main theme and shows that God is supreme over the mortal body, and that is shown through the main tones of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love under that part one. And then there's a part two, that God's supremacy brings the true idea of man to light, shown through its subject of the main tones of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. So working with these layouts of the sixth chapter, and then the layouts preparing us for the seventh chapter will help embark us on our spiritual adventure that we will have concerning this seventh chapter on physiology. So I wish you well, on your spiritually scientific adventure this year. I'll be doing the same, so you know that we're comrades in arms.